Good morning. In a Tuesday with our political observer, Alan Shartok. There are so many headlines in the paper today, I think we need to do rapid fire today.
Okay, rapid fire. All right. Let's go, David.
Here we go. Hillary Clinton in a headline that says, inside scene amid redactions in latest Clinton emails.
She may be in danger. I heard one thing on the BBC as I was driving in this morning in which they think there are 100 plus emails that may, in fact, have had national security implications. We'll see. Remember that this case is being pursued by the Democratic Justice Department in the Obama administration. So if they find something, I think that could be severely damaging to the Clinton presidential run. Of course, one has to wonder whether the fact that so many other people did the same thing would be a defense. And the answer probably is not. You think about it, David. You don't do your taxes and everybody else doesn't do their taxes. They arrest you. The defense isn't that everybody else didn't do it.
From there to the Republican side, and we see Donald Trump continuing to dominate the 2016 GOP field. But interestingly, Dr. Ben Carson is consistently coming in second and rising.
Well, it's very interesting. The one thing that happened is that Obama broke the color barrier, and Republicans, like Democrats, understand how powerful that was. Here's a guy who's a brain surgeon. I mean, you can't get better than that. And he is not a politician. And apparently, the one thing that Trump is proving and that Carson is proving is Americans are sick and tired of the same old politicians, and they're looking for something different. And that may be what we're seeing with Mr. Carson.
Murder rates sharply rising in many cities, including New York, Milwaukee, St. Louis. And how does that play into politics?
Well, look, when you got a Mayor de Blasio who is making the argument that things are unequal and that people of color are being prosecuted and that the jail system is oppressive, which it is, no question about it, and that you have to be fairer, there will be people who take advantage. But in the end, I think it always comes down to drugs. And I think America is beset in a drug culture where people are duking it out and fighting with each other and killing each other and dropping the dime on each other, meaning calling the police to tell where somebody else is. So the root of it certainly is drugs. And a good deal of it is that. As you try to play fair, as you try to even up the rules, that brings out people who take advantage of that also. So it isn't good. And the Republicans, frankly, are going to have a field day with this, even though one of the biggest rises is in Milwaukee, which is, of course, the state that is governed by Scott Walker running for president.
Former New York State Senator Cecilia Kacik says she's leading an effort to take control of the Women's Equality Party because she wants to make sure women are running it.
Well, that's a very interesting issue. As you know, David, Andrew Cuomo thought this whole thing up as an extra line for him to run on, and his group thought this up. And it infuriated the Working Families Party, who felt that this was a ploy to punish them and take votes away from them. That's the insider's perspective. But if you listen carefully to the Kacik language, who we know a great deal about, she's a woman of great integrity, it may well be that what she's saying is, yeah, there should be a women's equality party, but it should be run by women and not necessarily by politicians wherever they are in order to just feather their own nest.
Finally, disturbing images of migrants crossing the borders in Europe and Hungarian authorities stopping all trains from leaving Budapest's main train terminal, even barbed wire going up in some spots.
Well, look, you know, so many of these people who are in this migration mode are in absolute desperation. If it means being dead, well, they're willing to risk that because they and their families are in such bad shape. The New York Times is criticizing Europe for not being more even-handed in the way that they're doing things. Angela Merkel, to her great distinction, is standing up and reminding the German people in so many ways that they have to be above this kind of jingoism. And frankly, for me, it brings back the images of what happened in Germany years ago. And she is doing exactly the right thing. As far as I'm concerned, she's a great hero.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.